Another home invasion robbery relating to pot, this time involving counterfeit money. Yesterday afternoon, Fortuna police responded to the 3300 block of Tammy Court on a home invasion robbery. Officers learned the suspect had first approached the residence about purchasing marijuana. When the resident checked the money the suspect had given him, it was reportedly counterfeit. The resident confronted the suspect, and that's when the suspect pulled a handgun first and left the resident second. The suspect's vehicle was located in Garberville by sheriffs, and authorities say Joshua Lee Hemp was detained for the robbery. A mix of harsh winds and bitter cold this week for the North Coast, and now adding hail to the mix. Small hail is likely to accompany a heavier rain pattern throughout tonight. The Weather Service points out that the most affected will be Highway 101 from Eureka to Crescent City. Reporter Dan Squire has more details on this week's weather.
With high winds, rain, hail, and snow predicted over the next 18 hours, residents should be prepared for power outages. Pacific Gas and Electric wants to remind customers that before you call to report an outage, check with neighbors first to ensure it's not just your residence that has been affected. Also, use battery-powered flashlights, not candles. Have a battery-powered radio handy. If you use a phone that is dependent on electrical power, plan for an alternate communication as a backup, and freeze water in plastic containers to be used to keep food in freezers and refrigerators fresh while that power is out. Always assume a down power line is hot and call 911 if you run into one. Turn off all your electrical appliances after the power goes out except one lamp. That way, you'll prevent a surge when the power comes back on, and the lamp will let you know when power has been restored.
Thanks, Dan. Joe Mark, CEO at St. Joseph's Hospital, appeared before the Board of Supervisors yesterday, providing an update on the tower project on the hospital campus, and informed the board the target date for the full opening of the new facility has been pushed back a little bit from spring to late June, early July. The Board of Supervisors also discussed an agenda item that would split the current Department of Community Development Services into instead two departments, with two department heads and two staffs. After nearly 2 hours of back and forth, the supervisors passed a motion that created the two new departments by May 13th, with the board then to go forward and discuss in closed session who the department heads would be. More KINS News, it's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Board of Supervisors heard an update from Chief Administrative Officer Philip Smith Haynes on the current interim measures for outdoor medical marijuana cultivation in the unincorporated areas of the county, as well as potential conflicts between growers and neighbors. The CAO's office, in light of the federal crackdown in California on any form of marijuana cultivation, including that for medical use, came up with 6 steps residents can take when a conflict occurs. Those steps include talking to your neighbor, holding a neighborhood meeting, mediation, legal assistance, small claims court, and calling law enforcement. The State Office of Traffic Safety has issued a new report highlighting the perils of drugged driving and the dangers it poses on state roads. The state is now training law enforcement officers in a federal program called Advanced Roadside Impaired Driving Enforcement, which teaches officers how to detect and detain drivers suspected of being behind the wheel while on drugs, both illegal and legal. The Eureka Police Department has sent 8 of its officers through the training program, and Eureka was one of 6 California cities that participated in a nighttime weekend survey to gauge how many drivers on the road could be driving while drug impaired, and found that the percentage was higher than that of alcohol, 8.4% compared to 7.6%. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.